Talking today with Rich Nelson from Allendale, we have just released the September WASD. So let's start off talking about those crop production numbers.
You know, we were quite interested to see USDA's take as far as U.S. corn and soybean yields as far as this update for this specific month. We were really interested to see the fact that USDA did raise corn yields 176.3 to now 176.5. And I don't think that was a big surprise here for us. The issues we saw is obviously the Western Corn Belt, quite strong production numbers. We did see USDA recognize a small problem with Illinois and Indiana. So that kept these numbers from getting a bit large. So crop numbers 15.019 billion bushels. In that case, that's about 23 million over USDA's take here from last month. You know, as far as the soybean side, these numbers probably a little bit larger than the trade expected to see. Yields increasing from 50.6 to now 51.5. And heck, this production discussion here, that also made some pretty good changes there too. We saw production going from 4.374 to now 4.448. Now, the story for soybeans, a little different than corn, they left Illinois and Indiana unchanged and raised most of the other states here. So corn and soybean production higher. Now, keep in mind, as far as the wheat discussion here, USDA already gave us their take on 2021 wheat production on that September 30th small grains summary report. That one did show a decline for winter wheat production as well as the spring wheat crop.
And what did we see with the actual WASD numbers?
And as far as the supply-demand numbers from USDA, for the most part, on the corn side, we're okay with their numbers. In fact, we saw stocks increasing from 1.408 to now 1.5 billion bushels. Some might question USDA's take as far as usage. They did increase lower feed residual by about 50 million bushels, which some people may question there. As far as the soybean discussion, ending stocks increasing from 185 million bushels last month, now 320. This increase in beginning stocks, as well as the larger than expected production, certainly hitting us a little bit as far as the supply issue. And despite this over 100 million bushel increase for total supply, USDA only jumped crush by about 10 million bushels. So increasing supply, but not much of a discussion on the demand side, which is a concern. As far as the wheat side, we saw numbers decreasing from 615 million bushels last month, now 580. One small concern about their numbers, they did not touch the problematic export discussion. Keep in mind, exports have been running, I want to say 10 weeks in a row, quite poor here. So a little concerned what they may do here next month here.
So would this kind of be considered bearish on the U.S. and world numbers for soybeans and corn?
You know, these numbers are certainly a little negative here. As far as the corn discussion, this is moderately negative. And, you know, we can have a discussion about moving towards that lower end of the $5 range for futures. For soybeans, these numbers are quite a bit bearish, though. Keep in mind, as far as this discussion, 320 million bushels. This does now open the door up for quite a bit lower potential pricing in the days ahead. As far as the wheat side, as USDA really didn't give us any major surprises, looks like the trade not really expecting any major changes for potential price implications here.
What do you think this is going to, what kind of report do you think this will mean for prices? Because we've seen some really good prices the last few weeks.
You know, we certainly have. And keep in mind, as far as the discussion on the price side, for the wheat side, this is going to keep us right at this higher end of this trading range. So still staying at the higher end of this uptrend. For corn and soybeans, not exactly the same story. You know, as far as a corn story, we can argue perhaps a little bit lower pricing in these days ahead. And we are preparing, obviously, for some harvest lows. One small concern about the soybean story, which is different than corn and wheat, you know, we certainly would argue this opens the trade up for much lower pricing in the weeks ahead. And I don't think we're going to have that same type of harvest low discussion as we may have for corn here.
Well, the USDA didn't change their planted or harvested acreage estimates. Can you tell us a little bit about why?
Yeah, and that's a really interesting point here. And we always have these discussions going from August through January as far as the updates as far as acreage, which come from the incorporation of the Farm Service Agency's farm program. acreage numbers. And what we've learned, and USDA told us a couple months ago, is that they now have the ability to process these numbers a bit quicker than expected. So in the trade's mind, USDA is now incorporating these numbers quicker, and now it's almost a complete discussion. So in the trade's viewpoint, we may not see acreage change until the January annual production summary year.
Do you think USDA is going to hit their whole year goals?
And that's a good question. As far as the numbers on demand and whatnot, I think there's still a whole lot of questions still in front of us for corn, especially on the export side, given the problems with Brazil's shipping issue. Keep in mind, last few months, they've been running about 11 million tons in lower exports than last year. So I think the corn, they're still a bit open on the balance sheet. For soybeans, I think the story is relatively quite solidified already. This demand discussion is a little bit of a concern here for us, and we still have a bit of a heavy competing supply discussion. Wheat numbers, I think they may trim their exports a little bit these next couple months, but they are relatively close to probably where they will end up here.
Well, and speaking of questions that we have, do you think the current drought is going to be affecting numbers for how long?
And as far as the net drying discussion here for the U.S., and keep in mind, this is not just a U.S. discussion. This is also a portion of Argentina, for instance, is also included in this discussion. And I'm still hearing concerning reports from our weather forecasters suggesting that there's quite a bit more of a concerning picture lined up, not just right now, but into the 2020 picture. So I still think that will give us a bit of a wild card discussion these next few months here.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about livestock numbers.
As far as USDA's take on livestock, I found their numbers a little interesting. For the cattle side, there really wasn't any major changes to speak of as far as today's discussion for the report itself. For this 2021 picture, they added about 90 million pounds to their production estimate for this year specifically. Not a really big surprise. One thing to point out is on their hog side, the pork numbers. Pork supply was reduced for this year, and they also made some changes for their 2022 balance sheet. This is really interesting. They don't look at much of a change for production as a whole next year, but we know from that Hogs and Pigs report on September 24th, we're gonna have a sharp difference in the first half of 2022 versus the second half. And USDA is suggesting a 2-4% decline for the first half versus this year. But certainly the second half, we'll have some numbers really building and hitting in this market at that time.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Well, lastly, but not leastly, cotton. We've seen some record prices with cotton. So what do we see from this report?
Yeah, and that's a really interesting issue here for us. So as far as production, we did see USDA lower production from 18.5 million bales down to 18.0. So lower production numbers posted there. Stocks, the same type of story. And USDA did not really touch the demand estimates here in any serious way on this report. With that in mind, we saw stocks dropping from 3.7 to now 3.2 million pound million bales. Keep in mind, as far as a discussion for us on these stock numbers, this is just slightly over last year's 3.15. So we are still at some very low stock numbers. And keep in mind, especially with this fertilizer discussion, a lot of questions about cotton acreage lined up here for next year.
Well, and it seems like they've had pretty good luck with harvest, so that may help too.
And that's certainly right here. So a lot of discussion about this production side as we wrap up this year. We go ahead and we look at this Chinese demand situation. A lot of questions still waiting for us right now on the cotton side, which I don't really think are quite worked out here just yet.
All right, Rich Nelson with Allendale. Thank you so much.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.